Welcome back, everybody. Tom and Yomi. Today we have to daf Yud Beis and Aleph 12a, and we are at the very bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara is continuing its discussion about Mis'ana L'Shaos. If you're only taking a fast for a few hours, is this considered a valid fast l'alach? So Amar Rav Chista says, so that which we say that you're allowed to fast for just specific hours. This is only true if you do not eat anything until the evening. Meaning, let's say you decided to fast until, let's say, 12 o'clock, and you said, oh, this is not so bad, you know, I'm going to do the rest of the day. So in that situation, it could be okay. But if you eat anything either earlier or after you said you were going to break, you're not going to break the fast, then this would no longer be a valid fast. I'm really a tanis malusi. But if that's true, that you're fasting the entire day, then this is just a regular fast day. So what does this mean, Misanel Shows? Lo tricha di imlach imluche. No, rather, we're talking about a situation where you only first decided to fast at midday, like I mentioned before. So in that situation, we're saying that it's going to be okay, misan on the show. So even if you only decided in the middle of the day, that's still going to be enough of a fast in order to have it count. Rama Rav Chista says, kol tanis shelo shaka alavachama. So any fast where the sun did not set, meaning that if you ate before the end of the fast, lav shmei tanis, this is not called an actual tanis. Meisvei, is this really true? But we have a question from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that Anshei Mishmar, that the men of the Mishmar, this was a group of Kohanim Levim. There was a group of 24 Mishmaros that would take turns in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is referring to a Kohanim and Levim when it was their week. So Misanav Elo Mashlimin, so they fast, but don't complete the fast because they're doing some sort of Avodah. So we see that it's still considered a fast, even though they didn't actually complete it. So Anshei Mishmar, Hassam over there in the case of the Mishnah, Litzari Nafshei Ba'almahu, that fast was just to go and pain themselves, meaning they weren't actually chayef to fast in that situation, but they didn't want to be enjoying themselves or be eating while the rest of the tzibur is fasting, so they only partially did it just to take on that little bit for themselves. Tashma Adam Rabbi Eliezer ben Sadok, Ani bimnei banav shel Sinav ben Binyamin. So I am one of the descendants, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Sadok, that I'm one of the descendants of Sinav, the son of Binyamin. Upam achas chal tesbav. And one time it was Tisha B'Av that fell on Shabbos, and it got pushed off to the 10th. We know this is called a Nidche, Tisha B'Av Nidche. V'asinu bo v'lo hashlimunhu. And I started the fast, but I didn't actually finish the whole fast. Mipnei sheyom tov shelanu, because this was a special day for us, the family of Sinah of Ben Binyamin. So basically, they were ones that donated wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So each person, we're going to see later in the Gemara, that donated wood at that time when they needed wood, was given a special day as their yontif. So this family was given the 10th of Av as their yontif. So it was pushed off Tisha B'Av. It was Tisha B'Av Nidcha on the 10th of Av, but this was also their Yontif. So he said that he started the fast but didn't complete it, but yet still this was called a fast day even though he didn't complete this. So how could it possibly be that Rav Chista told us that any fast where you don't fast is not going to be considered a fast day if you didn't fast for the entire day? So answer Gemara, no, Hasan Nami, that's a Re Nafshei Ba'almahu. That was also a situation where we're just trying to afflict ourselves, but they weren't actually chayef to fast, so it doesn't actually mean that it was a real fast. Tashma, coming here, another proof against Rav Chista, that said that unless you have a full fast, it's not going to be called a fast. Dumb Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says, El Batanis Ach Aval Lebesi. He says that I'm going to fast until I reach my house. And even though Rabbi Yochanan would eat right when he got home, very early in the day, even if it wasn't at nighttime, he would still call it a fast. So answer the Gemara, no, that's also not a proof, because Hassam over there in Rabbi Yochanan's case, L'shamute Nafshe Mibe Nasiyahu Da'avar. He only did it to release himself from having to go to any dinners with the Nasi or with the people who he would not want to go to dinner with. So he would just tell them, oh, I'm fasting, so that would get him out of that, but it wasn't actually a real Chiyav in terms of fasting. Amar Shmuel said, so any fast that someone does not accept upon themselves while it's still the previous day, the day before, Lav Shmei Tanis is not going to be considered a Tanis. V'i Yosef, let's say he does fast without accepting it on the previous day, so my, what do you do? Amarava Barshila, Dame Lamapucha de Makalia Zika. So it's similar to something filled with air, meaning that it's just like you have air in your stomach because you're hungry, but it didn't actually accomplish anything and it was no good. So when would you have to accept this fast? So Rav Amar B'Mincha, Rav says at the time of Mincha, meaning not necessarily during the Tefillah of Mincha, but just during the time period of Mincha. Shmuel says that it needs to be during the actual mincha davening itself. Amar Rav Yosef Kavasid, Shmuel Mistabra, seems to make more sense to go with the shita of Shmuel, the Sib Miguel's Tanis, because it's written in Miguel's Tanis. Again, this is the list of holidays that you can't fast before, can't fast after, can't fast on. So it's this list of holidays that we don't have anymore except for Chanukah Purim. But it says over there, Lahan kol inish di yesei alohi mikadmas danach yesar. It says that any man who accepted upon himself a whole series of fasts before the whole calendar of when all of these special days came up. So yesar, he shall prohibit, meaning that these series of fasts are not going to be stopped just because of these holidays. So my lav is, it's not meaning yesar atzmo betzilo, that he prohibited himself from eating in prayer, meaning it was during davening. So answer the Gemara, lo yesar atzmo, no, it just means that he prohibited himself whether or not he accepted it during the actual davening itself. It's not mistaber, it doesn't tell us that either way. So there's no proof whether we hold that it's just b'mincha or in tfilas mincha. So pligi ba ha rabbi chia b'rabbi shimon b'rabbi. So now comes the Gemara and brings the machlokas amoram about this statement that we just said in Megillas Tanis. Chad amar yesar, so one says that yesar means he will prohibit, and chad amar yeaser. there. One means that it is. One says that it means that he is prohibited. So what does this mean? Manda amar yesar. So according to the one who says that he will prohibit kidam rinan. So then it would hold like the one that we said before, that it makes sense that he will prohibit it during his mincha davening. So that means that it was all during the time of the mincha davening itself, tfilas ha-mincha, like the Shita of Shmuel. However, l'man damar yei aser, but according to the one who said that it means he is prohibited, mahi, so what's the explanation of the statement? Answers the Gemara, the Tanya of Miguel's Tainis, because it was taught in a Brisa in Miguel's Tainis. Kol Inish, any person, the Yesi Alowi Mikad Masdana, who took on themselves a series of fast days before the holidays were all set, Ye Aser, is prohibited from eating on these days. Ketzat, so what's the case? Yachach Kibel Alav, if an individual took upon himself to fast Sheini V'chamishi, Shel Kol Ashanakua, every single Monday and Thursday of the entire year, Ve'iru Bam Yom Tov Maksum Miguel's Tainis, and then all of a sudden some of these holidays come up that are in Miguel's Tainis where you're not supposed to fast. So Im Nidro Kolam Zera Senu, so if they took this vow to fast every Monday and Thursday, before the decree, before these holidays came into place. So Yivatel Nidro is Gzera Sinu. So his vow, him taking on these fasts, will nullify the decree, meaning he's allowed to fast on those days. But if our decree came before that, meaning if these special days came before, and then he said he's going to fast, Yivatel Gzera Sinu es Nidro. So our decree nullifies his, and he's not allowed to fast on those days. So what the Brisa seems to be teaching us is that in these circumstances that allow him to fast, he didn't need to re-accept the fast in Tfilas Mincha of the previous day, just saying it during Mincha. So now this becomes a bigger question. What did Rav mean when he said Bizman Mincha? That during the mincha time, it doesn't necessarily mean the day before, or it doesn't mean during the time mincha, it just means you could say it much before and that's going to be okay. So if you say Yesar, if you say that the Megillas Tainis thing is saying he will prohibit, that means it's in davening itself like Shmuel. And if you say Yeyaser, he is prohibited, that means even if you took it on much earlier, that's going to be okay as well. And that's going like the Shita of Rav, that it just needs to be b'mincha during the time period of mincha, which means just any time before, and that's going to be enough. Now comes the Gemara and discusses the nights preceding a fast when eating would be allowed. So Tana Rabban and Rabba Sons of Braisa, Ad Masai Ocho V'Shol says, so until when is someone allowed to eat and drink, meaning when you're allowed to eat the night before a fast? Achi Ya'ala Amud HaShachar. So the first Shita of Divrei Rebbe, is that you're allowed to eat until dawn. Rebbe Elezer Bar Shimon Omer Ad Kiros HaGever, that you're allowed to eat until the rooster crows, which is in the morning when the first rooster crows. Amar Abaye Goshanu Ela Shalo Gamar Sudaso, says Abaye that this only exists, meaning that you're allowed to eat until the morning if you did not complete your meal. Gamar Sudaso, but if you did complete your meal in Olucha, then you can't go and start a new meal once you're at night. But comes the Gemara and says, this doesn't make any sense because we have a different price that says even if you completed your meal, you're still allowed to get up and go eat again. It doesn't make a difference, so this seems to go against Abaye. So Hasam, no, Kishalo Silik. That's talking about when you did not actually remove all the food from your table, but if you did, then you would not be able to restart a meal. Those who have a different version. Amar Rava Aloshenu Ela Kishalo Yoshein. So Rava says that this only applies when you did not sleep, meaning you can keep eating until you fell asleep. But if you Aval Yoshein, but if you fell asleep, Eino Ochel, you can't wake up early to go and eat again. I ask the Gemara Isve Abaye Yoshein VeAmar Harize Ochel. But Abaye says, how can Rava say this? Because the Brisa tells us that if you fell asleep and then got up early or got up later to go and eat, you're allowed to do so. And the Gemara No Hasam in Isnam Name. The reason why you're allowed to do that in that situation is because you just dozed off. You didn't actually sleep. So Heichidam Isnam Name. What's this dozing off? So Amar Ravashi, Rashi explains it's Nim Velo Nim Tir Velo Tir. It's like you're asleep, but you're not asleep. You're awake, but you're not awake. Tikaruleva ane, you'll answer to your name. Voyada adure svar, but you can't actually say anything intelligent. Vachimat karele midkar, but you will remember this in the morning. So that's what it was talking about. That's when you're allowed to restart this and do this, and it's going to be okay. We paskin nowadays, you can eat until the morning time, and you can go and eat something right before the fast. But this is Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph 12A. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.